You're listening to Marketplace. I am Molly Wood. So there's really no sugarcoating this next story. The city of Chicago is falling apart. Chicago is supposed to pay more than $500 million into its pension plans. Nobody really thinks that can happen. City school district, same situation. It's such a mess that the bond rating agency Moody's downgraded the credit ratings for the entire city to junk status. This is America's third biggest city we're talking about. So now what happens? Chicago native Dan Weissman has been asking around.
I'm from here. I know it's bad, but I needed an out-of-towner's perspective. Todd Ely teaches public finance at the University of Colorado.
As an academic and one who goes to conferences, you know, on exciting things like budgeting and financial management, I mean, whenever the folks from Illinois stand up to talk, everybody kind of looks and says, so tell us what's happening now, right?
So what is happening? I checked with a local, Ralph Martiri. He runs the Center for Tax and Budget Accountability here. Are we really the worst?
Yeah, kind of we are. Our debt per capita is really some of the highest in the nation.
This will sound familiar. We owe our pension plans, like a lot of other places. But more. We skipped payments, a lot of them. We said we'd pay it back eventually, and
this is eventually.
And for Chicago, there's something else. The state constitution. Ours, unlike most, explicitly forbids reneging on pension benefits. The state Supreme Court issued a stern reminder to that effect on May 8th in a ruling which put the kibosh on plans to address the problem by cutting benefits. And that's what triggered the downgrade from Moody's, which itself, just the downgrade, is going to cost us money. Higher interest when we borrow money, maybe some penalties.
We really don't know what the exact fiscal impact will be, but it's not going to be insignificant.
Also, we can't really just cut spending. I mean, yes, you'll find waste and abuse. I could tell you stories, but overall,
you look at the city of Chicago, you know, spending's been cut. State of Illinois, spending has really been cut. We're one of the lowest spending states in the nation across the board, despite having the fifth highest population.
So, spending's already cut to the bone, and we're still in the hole. Here's what that sounds like. Meet some other local experts. Erica Wozniak and her fifth graders at Oriole Park Elementary School on Chicago's Northwest Side.
Who remembers what question we're going to ask?
Specifically, the kids are discussing how a financial meltdown for Chicago's public schools, they call it CPS, would affect them. Here's one.
If the CPS ever went bankruptcy, it would affect me because the classrooms would be too small to fit the students. And if you ever had a question for the teacher, you wouldn't be able to get to the question because there'd be too many kids in the classroom.
How many kids do we have in our class, Sydney?
36.
There are no desks here. The kids are all crowded around tables. They've each got a crate of books and supplies by their feet. But Ralph Martiri actually has a fix in mind.
Not rocket science, something we call math.
He says it involves politicians putting on their big boy pants and raising revenue, taxes. Economically, this is something Chicago could probably do. William Glaskell watches state and local finance for the Volcker Alliance.
Chicago is it's a regional, national, and global hub. It's an information-based economy. The financial services industry in Chicago is large and powerful.
In other words, unlike other cities with big problems, like, say, Detroit, Chicago has a tax base. And compared to New York or California, taxes here are relatively low. It's true that compared to neighboring states like Indiana or Kentucky, they're on the high side, but if taxes go up,
are all those financial services firms going to move to Wisconsin?
Probably not. In fact, in terms of its tax base, Chicago could screw itself worse by not raising taxes. That is the view from Todd Ely. Remember the academic from Colorado? He says he's been wondering, would entrepreneurs choose Chicago as a place to start a business right now?
Personally, I wouldn't, even though I think it's a great city.
Not because taxes are too high, but because all the chaos, underfunded services, fiscal uncertainty is bad for business.
You know, when do you start having businesses leave, right, that are worried about the quality of the schools?
At least one of the kids at Oriole Park has the same idea.
If CPS goes bankrupt, I'll end up going to a different CPS called California Public Schools.
So that's one family ready to vote with their feet for higher taxes. California is a high-tax state. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.